Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for the go around, and today we are continuing our theme week this week, where we are talking 80s one-hit wonders. This, of course, was the second time that we've done this in terms of an actual theme week. Of course, we've done plenty of one-hit wonders just normally, but now this is the second time we actually have dedicated an entire week to it. And the song I'm beginning with today, I actually did make a little bit of a change here. My original one I wanted to do kind of edged the line too much between, like, was it released in 1980? Was it released in 1979? Was it which decade does it belong to? So I figured I'd just kind of, put it off to the side, save it for another time, and then go to another song that is definitely an 80s song and definitely a one-hit wonder of the 80s, and that is the song 99 Luftballons by Nina. This was off their album Nina, released in March 1983 in Germany, and then in 1984 in the UK. It's definitely one of those kind of unique songs that you've always heard about. What's the actual meaning behind it? Because apparently the English version that we're going to watch here is not a direct translation of the original German version. It actually has a little bit of a different meaning. Is it actually, some say it's actually, 99 red balloons. It's just, again, one of those things where it's like, I think the translation is just kind of one of those interesting things here that you don't really, it's kind of, again, it's just one of those weird things here. So, but of course, if you're watching along with me via the YouTube link, that's a fairly decent length video. It's just, again, shy of 4 minutes. So we will go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And so we have, we have the lead singer here, is it actually her name, Nina? Okay, here we go. Gabrielle Suzanne Kerner is her real name. She went by the name Nina, which was the name of the band as well. This song was off their self-titled album Nina from 1983, and then again released in 1984. And of course, I mentioned a couple times when it comes to these 80s songs, Grand Theft Auto. For those that played Vice City Stories, the song was featured in one of the radio stations. And not only that, if you remember, kind of one of the little side missions they have in GTA is you got to find these, totems or whatever. Sometimes it's like drug packages, it's like little like statues, that sort of thing. Well, in Vice City Stories, there actually are 99 red balloons you have to find. So kind of a good little interesting little tie-in there to the song, which again is on one of the radio stations as well. So you have that. So again, always kind of cool when they do those little kind of tie-ins here. So what I usually like to do, like I have been doing, is read some of the comments here, especially for a song like this, which many people I'm sure probably don't really know about, because it's not one of those, those songs I think that you immediately think about when it comes to one-hit wonders from the 1980s. It's one that you kind of have to dig a little deep into. So I always kind of want to, make sure we get to the hear some of the comments section on that one. So let's see what we got here. So we got Dre FK 1973 says, "Goddamn, the German language is really ugly." I don't know if I'd say that. It's definitely one of those things where it's like you had to be able to you kind of appreciate the language if you live there. Of course, my good friend and tri-host on Pop Goes the Classics, Miranda Berthold, did live in Germany for a brief time over the last year or so. Of course, she's now in the Czech Republic, which. Speaking of Pop Goes the Classics, if you've not listened to that show, please do so. Of course, that's me, Andy, and Miranda, where we're going through all the Disney animated films. Most recently, as I'm recording this, we did Treasure Planet. Our next episode is Brother Bear, as we're kind of hitting this little lull in the mid-2000s for Disney. Not particularly a good time for them. But it's definitely an interesting kind of looking back at those films. So sorry, didn't mean to go off on a tangent there in terms of a plug right in the middle of this video. But I figured it was interesting. So a couple of these other comments here are actually in German, so we'll have to find an English one here. Here we go. Roy Carter 2235 says, "I was in high school when the song came out. Now at 55 years old, it's still one of my favorite songs of the 80s." So again, one of those ones that if you grew up in that decade, you probably heard the song on the radio all the time. And it was just one of those ones that you always, would hear at some point. So Bobby Joe 8900 says, "I'm 62 years old. I live in the States. Remember when the song came out? Can someone please explain why this version was more popular than the English version was?" I think it was one of those where it's just like potentially the translation of it to the English was not that well regarded, and I think it's just one of those things where we just got to, again, I think it's just more one of those, like, the original version is usually always better than a newer version, as we'll, you know, kind of talk about throughout the, as we kind of talked about before throughout the history of this, throughout the show, kind of when we do, like, covers and that sort of thing. But again, it's one of those, I think just more people prefer this version of it, so. But there you go. There is 99 Luft Balloons by Nina. Again, kind of one of those unheralded one-hit wonders that you don't really think about. So I'm glad to have covered it. Again, be sure you follow everything here on the PTB Pop feed. I did mention Pop Goes the Classics, but there's many other great shows here, as well as on all of our other feeds as well. So be sure to follow along with all that. And thanks again for your support. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. And we will see you next time.